Welcome to season 3 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big topics into small bites. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Neuzel, and I'm joined by my dear friend, women's health and fertility expert, naturopathic physician Kate Namas, to break down infertility, hormones, and the whole baby-making shebang.
Okay. In this first episode of our season covering infertility and hormones, let's actually talk about what infertility really means. I'm Dr. Amy, and my primary focus is genetics and epigenetics.
And I'm Dr. Kate Namas. Nice to meet you.
Yay. Kate is a fertility expert, right? She works with natural health and fertility, and so she is our go-to fertility gal. So one thing that I want to know, because, you know, fertility is really broad and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so, and I think everybody's journey is really personal and very different around this. Certainly within the MTHFR community, a lot of us have had fertility journeys because MTHFR as a gene SNP messes with estrogen breakdown, but MTHFR is also associated with repeat pregnancy loss and repeat miscarriages. And that's been something that I've experienced in my journey, my personal health journey. And so this really is important, you know, I think to this community, but also COMT mutations mess with fertility. Like there's so many ways that epigenetics can get tangled up with this. So when you say infertility, Kate, or when an official infertility person says infertility, what does that actually mean?
Yes, great question. So infertility is a complex disorder with significant medical, psychosocial, and economic aspects. And it's defined as the inability of a couple to conceive after 12 months, a year of regular intercourse without use of contraception in women less than 35 years of age, and after 6 months of regular intercourse without use of contraception in women 35 years and older. And of course, that's the same timing and definition for women using sperm donors to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the definition.
That happens super fast. Like I feel like, you know, especially as an adult or even after a first child, a year goes by without even noticing, right? Like that's a blink, that's nothing.
Absolutely, it goes so quickly. And 6 months for 35 years or older goes even more quickly. You just think, oh, I just started trying and it's already 6 months.
Right. Yeah. But we've only tried 6 times.
Exactly.
Right. The other months were busy and reality kicked in.
Yes. And then on the other hand, fertility is the ability to have a clinical pregnancy, and fecundity is clinically defined as the capacity to have a live birth. So fertility is the ability to get pregnant. Fecundity is the ability to have a live birth.
Interesting. So yeah, there's a definition that we don't often parse out too, right? Because having a live birth is different than being fertile, even though the live birth is actually the goal. this is the desired outcome.
Yes. Yeah. So to be precise, what we're really wanting is fecundability. We're wanting a baby in arms.
Baby in arms is the goal. Fecundity. Yes. I want to be fecund. Actually, I don't want to be fecund. Universe, cancel that right now, because yeah, those days are done.
Right. Mid to late 40s, whatever, we're done.
Yeah. I've been there. I have a beautiful daughter. I am so happy about that. She's everything I could ask for.
Yes, don't she's lovely. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. So that's fecundity. What about fecundability? Because I've heard that term too.
Yeah. So fecundability is the probability of achieving a pregnancy in a single menstrual cycle with adequate exposure to sperm and no contraception. So that's the ability to conceive when you're trying. It doesn't mean baby in arms, but it does mean that you quickly conceive when you try.
Right. So fecundability, I've always had that particular gift, right? Like where I was able to conceive super easily, no thought, you know, easy every cycle if I wanted, but carrying a baby has always been a challenge.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in other episodes, we'll talk about recurrent pregnancy loss and miscarriage, which is just as much of a struggle as lack of fertility or lack of ability to conceive easily. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like two sides of the same coin almost.
Right.
And what about subfertility? Because that to me is kind of my favorite term. Like infertility sounds so final, right? Like infertility sounds like it's never going to happen. You're done. Right. But subfertility to me says, okay, there's an issue here, but we can work on it.
Yes, exactly. Right. So we use infertility to say if you haven't conceived in 12 months, and we use sterility when we are defining a permanent state of infertility. But there's a big window between infertility, not getting pregnant yet, and sterility, not ever being able to get pregnant ever. And right. So when we're talking about how to improve our chances, to improve our outcomes, we're really talking to this sub-fertile group of people.
Right. That makes sense. So yeah. The sub-fertile folks are the folks who are working on fertility, whether they have a diagnosis of infertility or not.
Right. Exactly.
Good. Okay. Good. So what do people do, right? So say somebody, they've been trying for 12 months and they're under the age of 35, or 6 months and they're over the age of 35. What happens then?
Yeah. So the general consensus among infertility experts is that the infertility evaluation should be undertaken for couples who have not been able to conceive after 12 months of unprotected and frequent intercourse. But earlier evaluation should be undertaken based on medical history and physical findings in women over 35 years of age. So right. The take home is it's time to get an infertility evaluation. It's time to get a diagnosis.
Okay. So that makes sense because something's going on, right?
Right.
In a perfect scenario, you would have already been pregnant in this situation. So now we need to figure out what exactly is going on, which we are going to talk about next week, because you and I both have a big chip on our shoulder about why diagnosis matters.
Yes. So much. Okay. It's so important. And especially in the holistic world, I think that sometimes people think they can just come see someone like me or someone like you after they've been trying to conceive for a year without a diagnosis.
Right.
And you and I want to bring home the point that we also really believe that diagnosis matters.
Yes. So that is topic for next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is so fun. I'm excited.
I know, me too. We get to talk like every week. Okay. See you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today and sharing your time with us. If you like this show, please follow and maybe even leave a review. Or like and subscribe if you happen to be watching on YouTube. Visit NamesND, NamesND.com, or tohealthwiththat.com for more information about Drs. Kate and me, Dr. Amy.